First Peter chapter 1. I want to draw your attention tonight to the verse 10. The verse 10 of 1 Peter chapter 1, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. We usually think of the prophets as preachers. We usually think of the prophets as seers. That is, they foretold things, future things. The text refers to that. They prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, the future grace that should come upon the Gentiles. So they were foretellers, but prophecy is not all just foretelling. Prophecy, in actual fact, is inspired proclamation. Inspired proclamation. So in prophecy, there can just be simply a foretelling of past events, of present events, of truths. Inspired proclamation of divine truths. So there are two aspects of the prophetical office: prophesying, foretelling, preaching, and foretelling, what we understand as prophesying properly. But in the Bible, prophesying doesn't just mean foretelling. It means inspired truths spoken. And so that's what we normally associate them with, as seers, as prophets. But the text reveals them also in another light. Because we're told here that the prophets were searchers, they were seekers. It says, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. They were seekers, and they were seekers concerning salvation. And there's not an exception to that. The prophets, all of the prophets, they were that. We think of the writing prophets, Moses through to Malachi. They're all seekers. They all searched diligently about this matter of salvation. But not only the writing prophets, the speaking prophets who never wrote anything, like Abel and Noah and others that we read of, Abraham was a prophet, and others were prophets who didn't write and didn't leave us inspired writings. They also inquired and searched diligently. The prophets, they were all seekers. They were seekers about salvation, and that's a marvelous thing. They preached Christ. They preached about salvation. And yet they inquired and they searched about it. So they didn't know everything. And they wanted to know more. And they sought. And they inquired. They preached about Christ all the time. To him give all the prophets witness. But they didn't know everything. And they're always searching. They're always inquiring. The prophets as searchers. And that's what I want to speak about tonight. The prophets as seekers. The first thing that I want you to observe is what they sought. What they sought. It says, of which salvation the prophets inquired and searched diligently. They were searching and inquiring about salvation. It's called here, which salvation? They were inquiring about the which salvation. If I were to say which car would I want to draw your attention to in the car park? Which car? I would have to point it out. There's a whole lot of cars out there. But there's only one which car that I want to draw your attention to. And there are plenty of salvations in the Bible. Plenty of deliverances that God gave in the Scriptures. There are various salvations in the Bible, but the prophets only intensely searched and studied one. Which salvation? They inquired and studied diligently. And we have to ask, which salvation was that? Which salvation was it? There was a salvation out of the flood. You remember Noah was saved out of the flood, and his house was delivered out of the flood. That was a salvation. But they didn't inquire and search about that. And there was a salvation out of Egypt. They were saved and they were delivered out of Egypt. But they never really searched and inquired about that. That wasn't involving all their study, all their searching, all their prayers. There were military deliverances that they had. And you read about them in the Kings and Samuel's books. There were plenty of deliverances from their enemies that they enjoyed, from the Philistines and from the Canaanites. And sometimes they had economic and material deliverances from famine and from troubles that came upon the land and nation. But that's not the salvation they studied. That's not the which salvation the apostle is talking about here. It's not national. They were saved out of the Babylonian captivity, and they had that salvation from Babylon, but that's not what the apostle is talking about here. They never studied that. That wasn't their major theme. That wasn't the main thing that they were interested in. And there was deliverances from death, and David was talking about that all the time, how he was saved from death, but he never inquired and searched diligently about any of those deliverances. There's only one which salvation. And it wasn't economic. And it wasn't political. And it wasn't national. And it wasn't material. It was soul salvation. It was the salvation of their souls. That's what it says there in the verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Of which salvation they inquired? That's what they studied. That's what they wanted to know about. That's what they searched diligently to know about their soul salvation. Their salvation from sin. And so that's what we're talking about when we say the which salvation. They had an interest in all those other deliverances. But this which salvation, that engaged their hearts. That took up their whole being. That was the one thing they wanted to be sure about, to know about. The salvation of souls. Which salvation? They inquired. So really, there's only one salvation that matters at the end of the day. On the 12th of July, we'll be celebrating a deliverance. And yes, it was a good deliverance. And we thank God for it. But there's a far more important salvation than that. There's a far more important deliverance that you need. You need the salvation of your soul. The salvation of your soul. And that's what the prophets were concerned about. The salvation of souls. So they inquired and they searched diligently to discover that salvation. To discover more about it. To make sure that they had it. They inquired. And they searched concerning this which salvation. So that's what they sought. And then secondly, I want you to consider how they sought. How they sought. Because it says of which salvation the prophets inquired and searched diligently. There are two verbs that described their search. They inquired and they searched diligently. The Holy Spirit says, and he knows the hearts of the prophets. And he says that's what they did. The Holy Spirit can say, my prophets, my holy men that I raised up, I made sure that they were men who could inquire and search diligently. My word, and these things. And so, he says that they searched not ordinarily, but diligently. In other words, they were earnest seekers. They were earnest seekers. The prophets were earnest seekers. This was a matter of great importance to them. They sought so as to find. They wanted to find. They wanted to obtain. They put their heart and soul in it. You remember Daniel, he said, I set my face unto the Lord God to seek. To seek by prayer and supplication. I set my face to seek. Daniel's a seeker. And he's seeking concerning the salvation. All the prophets were seekers. They inquired. That's the first verb. This verb is used a number of times in the New Testament. It's used in that verse that we often quote, "He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." The diligently seek him there is the word inquired in Peter. The diligently search that occurs secondly is a different word. They're two different words. But the first one is he inquired. The prophets inquired. Another way it's translated is sought it carefully. You remember about Esau? He lost out the blessing and he was rejected and he wasn't pleased. And he sought it carefully, he tried to get it. And he cried. He cried to his father. He cried. He inquired carefully to get it. But he didn't. He didn't get it. He was desperate. And the prophets are like that. They're desperate. They're inquiring carefully about this matter. In other words, they're praying about it. They're praying, "Lord, show us thy mercy." I'm quoting now from the prophet David. "Show us thy mercy, O Lord. Show us thy mercy and grant us thy salvation." He inquired diligently about salvation. He inquired. He prayed about it and he prayed for it. You remember Jacob? Jacob, whenever he was on his deathbed and he was talking to his sons and he was giving them all their different blessings. But in the middle of it, he says, he just breaks out into this strange utterance. He says, in the middle of it all, he says, "I have waited for thy salvation, O God." He broke off just to say that. That's what he's waited all his life for. God's salvation. That's what he sought all his life. This salvation of the soul. This salvation that brings him to glory. This salvation that will bring him into the presence of God. That's all he sought. I've waited for thy salvation. All the prophets were like that. The psalmist David said, "Say unto me, I am thy salvation." Lord, I want to hear it. I want to hear you tell me it, Lord. I want to be sure I'm saved. I want to be sure I'm going to heaven under glory. And so tell me, I am thy salvation. They wanted to know. They inquired. They were seekers. And you don't get to heaven without seeking. And you'll not be saved without becoming a seeker. And when you are saved, you'll continue to be a seeker. All God's people are seekers, including the prophets. And they're praying about this all the time. "My soul fainteth for thy salvation. I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation." They're inquiring all the time about it. They're praying it. Read the Psalms. They're speaking about it all the time. "Lord, I've hoped for thy salvation." And Peter says the prophets inquired. They inquired of which salvation. Remember how the Lord Jesus said, I tell you, verily I say unto you," he said, "that many prophets have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them." And they've desired to hear those things. They've prayed. They've inquired. They've said, "Lord, show us more." The desire to see and the desire to hear. They inquired. And the Lord said, the prophets wanted to hear. They desired it. He knew their hearts and he knew what they desired. The prophets were seekers. I have to ask you tonight then, have you ever inquired about salvation? Have you ever thought about the matter? Has it ever been a thing that's gripped your heart? Have you called upon the name of the Savior? Have you sought the salvation? Have you desired to see Christ and to see more of Christ? Have you ever inquired at all? They talk about an inquiry room. That's nothing. It's not the inquiry room you need. It's the throne of grace you need. It's the Lord. It's the salvation. You need to inquire of the Lord. The prophets inquired. Well, they didn't go into the inquiry room. They searched diligently, it also says here. They inquired and searched diligently. So they searched for it as well as they inquired about it. They added feet to their prayers. They didn't just inquire and do nothing. They didn't just inquire and wait. They inquired and they searched. And they just didn't search ordinarily. They searched diligently. This verb is a most unusual verb. Search, searching diligently. Just one word. It only occurs once in the Bible. Once in all the Bible, this verb occurs. And it means, it's a compound verb, and it means to search anxiously. To search with concern and determination, and you have to find. It's a searching where you have to find. The Greeks used this of the searching of the sniffer dog. Whenever the sniffer dog was given a scent, and it had to find. It had to find. And it would sniff. And it would run back and forwards and go around. It would scrutinize every corner. It would go along a trail and it would sniff, sniff, sniff until it found. Until it found. And that's the way you have to search for salvation. You have to want it. You have to seek it. You have to search for it. You have to search with all your heart. The Lord says, you'll find me when you seek for me. With all your heart? Have you searched diligently? Are you a seeker? So they searched diligently, like the sniffer dog. Where did they sniff? Where did they stick their nose into to search for this salvation? The scriptures. The scriptures which are able to make you wise unto salvation. From a child you know in the scriptures, Timothy. They're able to make you wise, and they search diligently the scriptures. As the word of God grew and was built up generation after generation, they searched them to find the Messiah, to find the Savior, and to find more about this salvation that they wanted to be sure they had. They searched diligently the scriptures. And every preacher should do that. Every preacher should be a sniffer in the book, not satisfied, sniffing through every passage. And you should be too, not just the preacher, but the people of God. You need to search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And you do. It's in the book. Salvation's revealed in the book. But you have to search. And you'll only find Christ in the book. So keep searching. Keep searching, sinner, and you'll find him. And so the prophets sought diligently. Even though they wrote the word. They wrote the word. The Holy Spirit was in them, you see. And they wrote about the sufferings of Christ. And they wrote about the glory. Those were the two main themes of the prophets. They were always writing about the sufferings of Christ. Whenever they're writing about Joseph, what are they writing about? They're writing about the sufferings of Christ. And the book of Isaiah 53, they're writing about the sufferings of Christ. And Psalms, the many of the Psalms, when David's writing, the Holy Spirit comes upon him. He's writing about the sufferings of Christ. And he knows it. But he can't understand it. And he has to search. And he has to ask, why is Joseph go through this? And why is it in the book? And why has the Spirit of God made me to say, to pierce my hands and my feet? The search to find out. They inquired diligently about every word in the text. What does it reveal about Christ? What does it reveal about salvation? They're searchers. And we can still do that today. Thank God we have the text. And we can do that today. And it's a joy and a delight to search about this salvation. So they're always over the book, praying, "Send out thy light and thy truth, Lord. Open thou mine eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of thy word." They're searching. They're seeking. And the seekers of Christ only go to one place. The book. The scriptures. And if you're a seeker of Christ, you'll love his word. And if you're a true seeker of Christ, you'll read his word. And the prophets were that. Even though they wrote and they preached, they sought. And we all need to be seekers, not just the prophets. If the holy men of God, the prophets who were filled with the Holy Spirit and could prophesy, if they needed to seek, inquire, and search, how much more do we poor sinners need to do it? Who have no inspiration. That's the second thing, how they sought it. But then the third thing, finally, is why? Why did they so earnestly seek this matter? Why were they so engaged in it and so wrapped up in it? Why were they always in searching? Why were they like the sniffer dog through the book? Why were they like that? They were seekers all their life long. Why were they seeking more and more about this which salvation? There are two thoughts I leave with you. First of all, the prophets sought as needy sinners. They sought as needy sinners because they had a reason to seek. They had a reason to be concerned about this matter. They wanted to know about their soul salvation. They wanted to know. They wanted to be sure. And they had their reasons to be earnestly seeking this which salvation because they knew they had souls. And they knew their souls were immortal. And they knew they were sinners. And they knew that God was holy. And they knew that God judges sin. And they knew they were under the divine wrath. And they knew there was a hell. They knew all of that. And they knew they needed. They needed more than anything else. They needed soul salvation. And they were earnest seekers. If you know you're a sinner, and you know there's such a thing as hell, and you know and discover you're on your way to it, you'll be an earnest seeker. And you'll inquire and search diligently too. They had their eyes open to see the need. One thing is needful. They knew one thing is needful. Salvation. And so they sought and inquired. And I have to say to you tonight, sinner, you have to be every bit as earnest as the prophet, all the prophets. You have to be earnest. You have to start out on the path as a seeker. There's no other way to be saved but to be a seeker of Christ, a seeker of salvation. There's no other way to be saved. You have to be a seeker. And this is how you have to seek. All God's people are seekers. If we're truly saved, this is how we started out on the path. We inquired. We searched diligently. We wanted to know the salvation. We wanted to know the Savior. And we didn't rest until we did know. We were earnest. We were seekers. And that's how we get saved. For they that seek me, find me, the Lord says. So all God's people are seekers, not just the prophets. This isn't unique to them. All the saints are seekers. So this is how a Christian commences the path. He inquired and he sought the Savior and his salvation. And you have to do that too, sinner. And the prophets did that. They sought it as sinners. But the prophets did not only seek as needy sinners. They sought as saints as well. It says the prophets, they were in the prophetical office when they searched. In other words, they were already holy men. They were already saved. They already had experienced something of that salvation. The holy prophets were men of God. They were well saved. Because God only speaks by holy men. And so I'm just talking about true prophets, because that's what Peter's talking about here. Not false prophets. Sometimes there were false prophets in the Bible who sometimes were forced to say the truth. Like Balaam. He's a false prophet, but sometimes he was forced to say the truth. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the holy men. The ones who give us the books. They were saved. And they were in the office. And they still inquired and searched about this salvation. After they were saved, they still inquired and they searched. They continued seekers even after they were saved. And while they were ministers and prophets, they still searched. Why? Because they wanted a greater knowledge of salvation. There's someone tonight prayed, but don't know everything. We need to be shown more. And that was just what I'm saying here now. The prophets, they were saved. They knew about salvation, but they didn't know everything about it. And they wanted to know more. More about this salvation. So they searched. And child of God, you should be like that as well. You just didn't ask Jesus into your heart and go on your merry way. You want to know more. You want to know more about Jesus. More about Jesus was sung tonight. More about Jesus would I know. More of a saving fullness see. They inquired to know more. More about salvation. More about the Savior. They didn't just say, I'm saved now and I can not have to worry about things. No, they became students of Christ and they became students of salvation and they were praying. They were praying. More about Jesus, let me learn. More of his holy will, discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me. They weren't content. They wanted to know more. More. More about Jesus. They wanted to see its greatness. They knew it was a so great salvation, but they wanted to see its greatness. They wanted to know why it was great. They knew it was a costly salvation. They knew it cost the blood of Messiah. And they wanted to know more about the cost. They wanted to appreciate the cost. They wanted to know more about the grace. They wanted to taste the grace. And they weren't content till they tasted more and more about it. So they searched. They wanted to appreciate it more fully. They wanted to experience more of its power in their own lives. And so they searched. And they especially wanted to be sure. They wanted to be sure they had it. They weren't easy believists. They done something, got fixed up, and that's all right. No, they were seekers. They wanted to be sure. They couldn't be content till they were without the shadow of a doubt and they had the evidences of the salvation in their lives. And so they inquired and they searched diligently. They were earnest men. The prophets were never presumptuous and they were never careless. And they didn't want to preach to others and themselves become castaways. They inquired and they sought and they wanted a salvation experience that was up to date. So whenever they got into the pulpit and preached to the people and prophesied, they had a salvation experience that was up to date. And so they inquired and they searched diligently so that their hearts were warmed and they were fiery preachers and knew something of the grace of God and had joy and gladness burning in their souls about it. And so they searched and inquired. And you need to be sure you're saved. You need to seek and be sure you're saved. And you've got the real thing. You've got Christ. And so they inquired and searched diligently. And you know, they weren't alone either. Because it says there in verse 12 that there was somebody else who looked into these things. Which things the angels desire to look into. The angels joined them. Now, the angels, of course, didn't inquire and search diligently. The apostle uses a different verb there. They just looked. They just looked into. They desired to look into. They had the desire to look into. And they look into this salvation. And they look into what Christ did. And they look into the grace of God. But they don't inquire and search diligently. They don't do that. They just look into. You know why they don't do that? Because they're not sinners. That's why. They're not sinners in darkness. They're not sinners battling against the world and the flesh and the devil. They're not sinners with a depravity. And they can look into. They just look into in the fullness of light and they see all the glory. They look into and they see it. But we sinners, we have to search. We have to inquire diligently because we're in darkness and we have depravity. And we're sinners. And they just look into it because they don't need that salvation. They can look into it from a distance. They can just look at it. But we have to find it. We have to experience it. We have to be right inside it, in the middle of it. And so that's why the apostle uses these verbs of sinners that we inquire and search. But just the holy angels, they just look. They just look. Men and women, don't just be a looker. You're just looking tonight. Don't be just a looker. Experience salvation. Get into it. Obtain it. Enjoy it. Enter into it. And do it without delay. So, sinner, that's what you need to do. Without delay, you need to experience salvation and child of God. Don't stop. Don't stop inquiring and searching. Don't stop praying. And reading the Bible. And don't stop saying, Lord, show me. Show me your salvation. I want to see it more and more. Don't stop praying that, child of God. To see the greatness of it. To see the wonder of it. To see the power of it. Cause me to experience it, Lord. More and more. And save me more and more. From every sin. Every sin, Lord. Salvation from every sin. That's what I want. So the prophets were seekers. And we need to be too. Let us pray.